the Northwoods League, Traverse City Pitt Spitters had a lackluster start to their summer baseball season this year with 12 wins and 13 losses in their first 25. But then the Spitters turned it on. They won 44 of their next 51 games to finish with the best record in the NWL in the team's first season. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with a tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more anytime at WWIB.com. Traverse City went on to win the league's title with a one-game victory over the Eau Claire Express in the championship game. Spitters skipper Josh Rebant is back with me on the show today. So you guys won your first game of the season against Green Bay. Then you won the last against Eau Claire to claim the championship. You go tape to tape this year. What was it like, this kind of ride for you with the ball club, Josh?
It was awesome. Obviously, you know, we as believers in this life, we know that we don't deserve anything. We don't even deserve our salvation. And so when you get a blessing from God that, you know, you can kind of see how his hand was in the summer, and, you know, he's got his hand on our lives and that kind of thing. It really is rewarding, and it's really refreshing just to be able to take a look back and see what God did over the summer with this team. It's probably a little bit too long for this clip, but I had prayed that God would do something special in Traverse City this summer. I had started praying that months before the season started, using those two specific words, something special, and that word, that phrase, unprompted, whatever you want to call it, I ended up hearing, you know, people say, you know, something special is going on in Traverse City this summer. Like, and so once I heard people starting to use the phrase something special, which is probably around early July, I started realizing, like, yeah, God's got his hands on this. Not that I didn't realize it before, but once you start hearing it from other people and outside sources, and you know that those were the specific words that you had prayed for months prior to the season, it really hits home.
All right, so let's dive into this just a little bit deeper, Josh. How did God use this amazing season to bring glory to himself?
Yeah, you know, I think in a lot of ways, you know, we were able to provide baseball chapel to our guys on Sundays, and we actually had some outside, one in particular outside speaker, Fellowship Christian Athletes guy, Jeff Middlestead from the Wisconsin, northeastern Wisconsin area out of Green Bay. He came while we were in Green Bay on the road and talked about playing for an audience of one, and how important that is to be able to block out anybody in the stands, any scouts, any coaches, teammates, that kind of thing. If you're playing and living for an audience of one, it makes it a lot easier to give the glory to the Lord as opposed to, you know, bringing that onto yourself. So if we can, you know, praise our teammates, if we can, you know, pat everybody else on the back instead of ourselves, but ultimately know where that gift and blessing came from, which is the Lord, then I think in that way it's much easier to show that, you know, the glory belongs to the Lord. And so I think just that, and just being able to share my testimony throughout the summer, you know, or just living out my testimony, you know, I think that, you know, hopefully that has brought glory to the Lord, which is that's obviously our ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. So what is your personal testimony? What's the Lord done in your life?
Yeah, you know, just staying in the Word as often as I can. Obviously, in the coaching world, it's one of those things that you don't always have a lot of time for. But really, the biggest thing is just staying in prayer, staying in the Word. And then when I wake up in the mornings, my ultimate goal, and I try to tell myself this each morning, is that I'm waking up and to die to myself, take up my cross, and serve the Lord in whatever he has for me that day. And so that's really my daily testimony, is that, you know, I want to wake up and be a servant to others, and hopefully that people can see a light and a difference in the way that I live my life. And by no means, again, is it perfect in any way, shape, or form. But we just hope that our love for God shows by the way that we live our lives. And so that's my goal on a day-to-day basis, is to be able to do that, whether it's coming in contact with other teams, umpires, anybody that we come in contact with on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Best record in the league, records for most consecutive wins and shutouts, now a championship. What do you do next year for an encore?
Well, I've been asked that a few times, and my goal and our coaching staff's goal is to, and it never changed, but our goal is to bring these guys in and make them better baseball players and better men. And that way, when they go back to their campuses, when they return, hopefully they are leaders on their team. Hopefully their skill sets have improved. So going into next year, our goals are going to stay the same. But one thing that we talk about a lot is that winning validates the process of the hard work that you're putting in every day. So if you are accumulating more wins, it's a good sign, because it shows that you're able to do things that you may not have been able to do earlier in the summer. So obviously we'd love to have a chance to repeat next year, but the ultimate goal is that the guys come in and have a great experience, that they grow as baseball players in their skill sets and as teammates, and then also our goal is to hopefully make them better men as well.
Josh Rebant, the manager of the Northwoods League champion Traverse City Pitt Spitters, on the show today. Thanks, Josh, for coming back. Appreciate it very much. It's been a pleasure. God bless you.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.